This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Diane Stanger. She's the owner of a very unique kind of an aircraft, which won a prize at Oshkosh this year. So she's going to talk to us about that airplane and some other things that she's involved in. And Diana, thanks for talking to us today.
I was happy to.
Yeah, so to start out, why don't you tell us a little bit about this? It's called an L-139, and what's unique about it?
Well, the L-139 was a prototype, and the most amazing thing about the aircraft itself is the fact that it has a Western engine in it. It actually has the Garrett engine as opposed to the regular stock 39s who came with the Czech Republic assigned engine. So that's pretty incredible to get a Western engine on a Czech Republic plane. And so it's the most incredible part about it. And it also has some performance numbers, which are enhanced, of course, with the Western engine, and some details on the inside of the ship that were not a part of any of the other manufactured airplanes by Aero Vodochody. At Oshkosh, we were thrilled. We were awarded the best for the Warbird class. So it was the best entry for the Warbird class, and we couldn't have been happier.
And so tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get involved in aviation?
Oh, I started out as a helicopter pilot, and I was not, unfortunately, one of those girls that always wanted to fly. It came late in life. And I started with helicopters, then I went into the airplanes a year later, so now it's been 21 years that I've been a pilot. I also manage an airport, and I'm very involved in a lot of different organizations for aviation.
Now, your next thing coming up pretty soon is the Reno Races. Can you tell me about that?
I'm very excited. Reno Air Races have always been one of my favorite activities to go and watch as a spectator. It's the only race of its kind to have that many aircraft flying at 250 feet above the ground in front of the bystanders is a pretty unique view of racing. And after watching it for years and never thinking I would ever get to enter in the race, last year I was a timer, and every time I watched the jets go around, I thought I should be doing that. So this year, my jet will be one of the ones going around.
Oh, great. But you're not flying it? Who's going to fly it?
I am not flying it. It is going to be flown by Vicky Benzing, who is an aerobatic, a former Reno air race champion herself. She races in the sport as well as the jet classes, and I couldn't be more pleased or have a more confident pilot.
Now, you also do a lot of work to kind of promote girls and women in aviation. Can you talk about that a little?
I'd be happy to. I'm a pilot for the Women of Aviation Worldwide, which is an international competition for introducing the most females to aviation. And what we do is 1 week out of the year to celebrate Women's Day in March of every year, there's around the world events where we fly women and girls of all ages, and we try and get as many exposed to aviation in all its different aspects as we can. And for 2 years, not consecutively, I won this year, and I think I won in 2013. And together with those two winning of introducing the most females in the world to aviation, I've flown over 900 girls to this point. Wow. So I'm super excited about that. The other thing we do is our airport, we hold the Kids Day events. And so every year we have sixth graders, and we have 350 of them that come in for a kids' day where we expose them to everything from TSA to mechanics to the NOAA weather people, so that they can see that aviation is not just about being a pilot. It's all different aspects of life, and there's interest levels that they can take on, and it, for a sixth grade mind, it's wonderful when you can watch them spark an interest in aviation. It's just real rewarding for me and for our county. It gives them an option on what to pursue for a career for our kids. So just all different kinds of little avenues that I like to work myself into and expose other people to the joys that aviation have for many of us.
And if people want to follow you at Reno, you have a website?
We actually do. We are the darkstarairracing.com. We're also on Facebook under Dark Star Air Racing. So the more that we can get for support, the better it is for our team.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.